Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King MOX.
Back at it as we are into hour number two of the program. Frank Cusimano is going to join us in about 15 minutes, sports director over at Channel 5. We'll get some thoughts from him on the way the Cardinals are playing. Might do some final post-mortem on the St. Louis Blues. We'll see how much time we have with him. Also, in the final half hour of the show, what we're going to do, you're going to kind of get inundated with this because we'll have the Gas House Gang on the replay version tonight at 8 o'clock, and you'll hear the full conversation with manager Oliver Marmol and pitching coach Dusty Blake. I've got a few things, though, that I want to play from those guys from today's show, and I'm going to give you my thoughts on them because I thought they were really, really interesting. So we're going to do that in the final half hour of the show. I wanted to do this. Look, I'll be honest with you. The Pete Rose story, it doesn't resonate with me in a really big way. Like, to me, it's just a really simple thing. Like, Pete Rose was not a good guy. He did something that you can't do, but he was one of the greatest baseball players to ever play. And whether it's Pete Rose gambling on baseball or whether it's other athletes using performance-enhancing drugs, I've always been the same on this. Maybe I'm just overly forgiving, but I have a hard time reconciling that there's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame that probably did stuff that were never found out, and that there's guys being held out of the Hall of Fame simply because we found out about some of the stuff that they were doing. Well, what if Pete Rose never gets caught betting on baseball? Like, it's a very different world. So my take has always been put them in. But if what they did on the field was enough to get them into the Hall of Fame, then put them in the Hall of Fame. If you want to notate in some way of what they were accused of or an era that they played in, like that's fine. I have no problem with that being part of their legacy. And look, if you want to put all references to them at the Hall of Fame in a different area than everybody, like, I don't know. Like, what? I have no problem with the acknowledgement that they did some kind of crappy, wretched things, but I've never been a keep people out of the Hall of Fame thing. So today's announcement that they are changing the rules on who can be on the permanently ineligible list, therefore all of a sudden making Pete Rose eligible for the Hall of Fame, at least for the time being, I don't have a big feeling about it because I've just always thought that this is a guy who deserved the punishment that he got, and he also probably deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I guess I'm a little bit hopeful that the Eras Committee will select him for induction at some point. It wouldn't shock me if they don't. Now, the way I understand this, if I've got this wrong, somebody can feel free to correct me, as people do when I do get stuff wrong. I'm not perfect. From what I understand is he's never going to be on the general ballot that the baseball writers vote on. Instead, he's going to be on the Eras Committee ballot, which is going to be a group of people that make that decision. Right now, I feel like there's a pretty good chance he doesn't get selected because whether it's the baseball writers or whether it's the Eras Committee, whoever it might be, it feels like they take their roles as gatekeepers to the Baseball Hall of Fame in a very, very serious way. Like they, that's a big thing that they do. So that's kind of where I'm at on this whole thing. And to be clear, for those of you who've just been following along with this casually, they didn't reinstate Pete Rose. They changed the rule where if you are deceased, you are essentially no longer able to be on the permanently ineligible list. So therefore, Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, everybody from the Black Sox scandal, they have all been essentially reinstated to baseball because they can't be permanently ineligible anymore because they're dead. That's how it is. So it's not like Rob Manfred said, I am reinstating Pete Rose. No, he changed the rule about who is eligible to be that. And what I'll be curious on, if you don't know the history of everything, when Pete Rose initially accepted his ban, his lifetime ban in baseball to go on the permanently ineligible list, at that point he still would have been eligible to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Baseball Hall of Fame is not directly connected to Major League Baseball. It was after he accepted that the Baseball Hall of Fame put in a rule that said, if you're on the permanently ineligible list, you are not eligible to go into the Hall of Fame. There is nothing stopping, and I have to wonder if the inside the offices there at the Baseball Hall of Fame, if they've considered this today, there's nothing stopping the Baseball Hall of Fame to even change that rule to say, if you've ever been on the permanently ineligible list, you are never eligible to be in the Hall of Fame. Nothing stopping them from doing that, and maybe that's a discussion that they have at some point in time. Let's go to John, who's given us a call. Hey, John, you are on Sports Open Line.
Thanks, Chief. I just two questions. One, if the Cardinals stay at this level of performance, which is kind of doubtful, but you got to be encouraged.
Hey, John, are you, we're talking Pete Rose right now. Did you have anything on that?
Well, sure.
Okay.
I was really specifically talking about Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Okay.
Was he ever accused of taking a bribe, or was he just complicit in the fact that he didn't come forward and really snitch on his fellow ballplayers?
Yeah, John, appreciate the phone call. Look, I am not a historical expert on the Black Sox scandal. Anybody who's watched the movie Field of Dreams knows that Shoeless Joe Jackson in that World Series put up really, really, really good numbers. Nobody can ever prove that he was that he went along with it. I think everybody does have an idea that he is that he knew what was taking place. It's hard for I'm not the right person to ask that question because I'm not a history nut on the history of the Black Sox scandal. But I do know what a lot of people know, that he is somebody that put up really, really big numbers in that World Series, and certainly did not feel like he was trying to throw it, even though it's one of the biggest black marks in the history of the game. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's the number to call or text. If you've got thought, this is your opportunity to talk through this Pete Rose thing. It's the biggest sports story, I think, today going. Just the fact that he is now eligible for the Hall of Fame. Do you want to see him in the Hall of Fame? Do you not want to see him in the Hall of Fame? Do you think he's likely to get into the Hall of Fame? Where do you stand on that? Again, 314-436-7900 is how you call or text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. You can leave a message on the video chat for those of you who are watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. More than anything, Pete Rose just wasn't a great guy. And Kevin Wheeler mentioned this a lot. I know this is something that Kevin feels really strongly about. So it's something more that I'm sure Kevin's going to spend some time talking about this. They may have gone into it a little bit on the Dave Glover show today. I would think they'll get into it a little bit more. He has strong thoughts on this. But there are, look, as great of a baseball player as Pete Rose was, he was clearly not a great guy. He admitted to having a relationship with a teenage girl. He obviously bet on baseball. Like there were a lot of things that went on there that made him a bad guy. I have a really hard time when a Hall of Fame becomes the arbitrator of morality. I can think what I think of Pete Rose, and I can think poorly of him because of the moral indiscretions that he made in his life. But that doesn't change him and what he did in his career as a ballplayer. Same thing with Shoeless Joe Jackson and the entire Black. Like, we can think whatever we want to think about a team throwing a World Series. Throwing a World... Can you imagine that? Can you... Like, that... There's not much worse than that. But at the same time, you go look at the numbers that somebody put up. And to me, that is something that is definitely worth taking note of. And for me, they're Hall of Famers. They are Hall of Famers based off the fact that they did on the field what they did on the field. We're going to try to grab maybe one more phone call before we got to get to Frank Cusimano in just a moment or so. So we'll give Jim the final word on this. Hey, Jim, you're on Sports Open Line.
Hey, I couldn't stand Pete Rose when he played for the Reds and the Phillies because he always beat the Cardinals. That guy was a phenomenal ball player. Regardless of what he did as a manager, hey, put him in. He's hands down one of the greatest players. Ty Cobb wasn't an upright citizen either. And on the Shoeless Joe stuff, it was never really proven. The guy was illiterate. He didn't even know what he was doing. I don't even believe he even kept the money. But his numbers during that World Series were phenomenal. Plus, it was never said that he gambled.
Yeah.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis came down and said they all colluded with gamblers. So he was never really said that he specifically was a gambler, which I've read a lot of books about him, and everything I can tell, he wasn't. And he should be in. The guy was probably one of the best players. He was up there with Ruth and all of them, you know. So I think they both should be in, you know.
Joe, Jim, Jim, appreciate the phone call and the perspective on that. Pete Rose, by the way, career against the Cardinals in his career, hit .299, 392 hits, 14 homers, 118 RBIs, 187 runs scored over 334 games. And he did that. He did better than that against some teams, but he did that sort of thing against just about every team that he played against. All right, Frank Cusimano, sports director, Channel 5. He's going to join us in just a moment. And then after that, we'll get into some of the things that were said earlier today from Oliver Marmol and Dusty Blake. That's all coming up. This is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. No Cardinals baseball tonight because of a rainout doubleheader of the day-night variety coming your way tomorrow. So lots of baseball tomorrow, lots of Sports Open Line tonight, and we're very happy to be able to welcome back onto the program. He is the sports director over at Channel 5 KSDK. He is our friend Frank Cusimano. Frank, always great to talk with you. How are you?
Good to be with you, Matt. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Yeah, doing all right. How real do you think this run that the Cardinals are on right now, 9 in a row?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that today. It's not like Sonny Gray's not going to be a good pitcher for the rest of the year. It's not like Matthew Liberatore hasn't made the next step in his career. And a worst-case scenario, Fetty and Pallante will be okay. I'm not entirely sure about Michaelis, but, you know, it's a comeback year, the last year of a contract. Maybe he's okay. And if he's not, there's still Michael McGreevy. So I think that's not going to go away. And if that doesn't go away, then you have a team that's going to be over 500 and in contention with the Cubs down the stretch.
Defensively, they are arguably the best team in baseball. We're seeing spectacular things from Victor Scott II and Mason Winn. We've seen a much improved Jordan Walker in right field. Wilson Contreras is doing a really nice job over at first base. The work behind the plate has been pretty solid this year. Those are the type of things that can matter to Cardinals fans when you talk about the entertainment level of the team and playing baseball the right way. It feels like this is a little bit different this year, that they are doing those things that the Cardinals historically have been known for.
Yeah, it's got a touch of Whitey ball because there's a little more speed, but you're right about the heavy accent on defense and the defensive run save stat. And you didn't even mention Brendan Donovan, yeah, who seemingly makes like a really good play every night. You have the greatest third baseman of all time in Arenado, and Wynn is a comer at short. I tell you, they defend. And then, I don't want to look ahead here, you have this bullpen where you have Kyle Leahy, who's just been majestic. Jojo Romero has found it. There's the possibility of a guy like Graceffo, you know, being really solid. Maton's been good. We know who the best reliever in baseball was last year in Ryan Helsley. I get back to that old Bob Lemon line, the Yankee manager and former great pitcher. The two most important things in life are good friends and a strong bullpen, and we have the latter right now.
Yeah, so Kyle Leahy gets 7 outs yesterday. That's unheard of for relief pitchers these days. And Steven Matz can go give you the exact same thing. There are very few things that are more impactful for a team than a relief pitcher that you're able to use in leverage. So not just a mop-up guy, but a leverage reliever who can give you multiple innings. And the Cardinals have two of those guys right now in Leahy and Matz.
Yeah, it's almost like the baseball IQ of a manager goes up like 15 points when you have a seventh and eighth inning guy. I mean, I've been reading the text to your show, but I know the text that I get. I'm not hearing the Ali Marmol is the worst manager in the history of baseball. You know why? Because he can give the ball in the seventh inning, the eighth inning to guys who can get it to Helsley. It's not like Ali's any smarter. It's just that middle relief, those sixth, seventh, and eighth inning guys just set it up for him nicely.
I still get it occasionally, Frank. At least once a day I get a fire Ali tweet or text or something in there, but it's a lot less than it was before. So if anything else, from a very personal standpoint and selfish standpoint, I'm glad they're on the winning streak because I don't have to deal with those messages quite as often.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I told you the story, but about 2 years ago, I'm in Whitey Herzog's basement doing an interview for Sports Plus, and it was during the Cardinals' really bad season, but everybody was just horrible on the team. So I said to Whitey, I said, do you think that you would have won more games this season with the Cardinals if you were the manager? And he looked at me and said, yeah, I probably would have. But Whitey's a rare example. In general, I think Ali gets the most out of his team. And you know what? I don't know if you thought about this, Matt, but he really is managing for his career.
Yeah.
Because if they were to really fall off and finish below 500, and you have a new president coming in Chaim Bloom, it's doubtful he could keep his job. And because he doesn't have like an incredible resume as a manager and a former great big league career, it's doubtful he'd get another shot. But that's the negative. The positive is he's managing his A off right now. They could win the division, and Chaim Bloom could have his manager for the next 5 years.
Mike Schilt had a Manager of the Year award on, you know, in his wallet, and it took him a couple years to get another job. So, yeah, you're 100% right on that.
Yeah. Boy, how about Mike Schilt right now?
He's, you know what, but he's got a really good team. And say, I don't think anybody's ever doubted like the managerial power of Mike Schilt. He's a really good manager, and it certainly helps in San Diego that they've given him one heck of a team to go along with it.
Wouldn't you really love to know like the exact reason he was fired? I mean, like before I die, that's like one of the things I want to know about Jesus Christ, and I want to know why Mike Schilt was fired, you know? That sums it up. Because you look at that resume, I mean, was it because he wasn't great to his coaches? Was it because he pushed back against John Mozeliak? I don't know. I'd just love to find out the real reason. All I know is he's a great manager in San Diego right now.
You're going to get Mo for an interview as soon as the season is over and the moment his tenure with the Cardinals is officially over, and that's going to be the first question you ask him?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
I've thought Mo has been like really loose this year. I don't know if it's senioritis or what it is, but I mean, there's been some things that he said this year that I felt like has been a little bit more honest and off the cuff than we've seen. Honest is the wrong word. I think he's always been honest, but just off the cuff. I don't know if you've experienced that at all with him, but it's been kind of fun.
Yeah, and I've loved him for, you know, two decades that we've had to cover him, because he never, you know, he tells it like it is. I know sometimes he's got to protect players, but I think the most candid line, and it came last Friday when talking about Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker, the runway is not infinite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, heading into a season where we got to find out about these guys. They got to get 500 at-bats, and all of a sudden they're not hitting. We're in May. The runway is not infinite. That was pretty strong.
Yeah, it is. What would you, how much, because Ali talked about that today here on KMOX. He did his weekly Tuesday interview, and he reiterated the fact that these guys are doing all the work that they need to do behind the scenes, but so far it's not coming with them into the game, but they continue to be optimistic about the work that they're doing and feels like at some point it will come into the game. If you're in his spot, as long as the team is kind of winning games, do you keep giving them opportunities, or is it a little bit of a shorter leash than that?
Well, I think as long as you're winning, you can do that. And I heard the interview today. I think you guys did a great job. It was Bernie asking that question. And I thought it was a really honest answer, because Ali's the only one who's around that batting cage, and he's the only one that's seeing them work with Brant Brown every day. And there's always that one impressive stat about Jordan Walker, about exit velocity, how the ball really is still stings off his bat. And Gorman is only 24, and he did have that 27 home run season. If you don't have to give up on him and you're winning a lot of games in a row, I keep finding him playing time. But who knows at the end? I mean, you know, Herrera can't leave, and if Burleson is hitting, then, you know, Herrera is going to be your DH and Burleson could be your right fielder. So we'll see what happens. I hope they come through. They're great guys.
Last thing for Frank Cusimano from Channel 5. Just kind of, can you give me your overall general take on Pete Rose? He's now eligible, evidently, for the Hall of Fame as soon as 2028. He's been on the permanently ineligible list. Now he comes off of that because he's not alive anymore. Rob Manfred changes the rule on that. Should this guy be in the Hall of Fame? I there's probably nobody better to talk about this than you, just when it comes to you think about the overall, I don't know. I always appreciate your take on big issues like this, Frank.
Well, first of all, I do want to say that he did everything wrong. He screwed up. Absolutely. He wasn't contrite. He lied about it for years. Okay. I agree with all that, but I'm kind of a bleeding heart Rose guy. I got to know him when I was in Lexington. We did a 3-part series, went to his house. I've interviewed him about, you know, 20 times, and he gave you that Whitey Herzog kind of candor when it came to his team and baseball in general. So I think that as long as you have on that plaque, he gambled and he was suspended from baseball for a long time, then put him in.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that if the commissioner knew he was going to do this, and he probably had it in the back of his mind for a while, and Rose is 83 years old, why didn't you do it while he was alive? You know, I know he screwed up, but he also had more hits and won more games than any player ever. And he didn't do that with steroids, and he didn't do that gambling on himself when he was a player. So I'd put him in, but I'm a Bleeding Heart Rose fan.
Fair enough. He's Frank Cusumano, sports director at Channel 5. Frank, we always appreciate your time. We'll see you at the ballpark when the Cardinals get back to town.
Matt, great to be with you. Have a great show. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Appreciate it. That's Frank Cusumano joining us on the show, and we appreciate him. All right, this is what we're going to do for the final half hour or so of the show. I probably could have timed it out a little bit better. This is me doing a bad job of planning out a show, just putting it all out there, because you're going to hear the entire conversation with Oliver Marmol and Dusty Blake in the 8 o'clock hour once the Gas House Gang starts rolling here on KMOX. But there were a few things that were said today that I wanted to give you my take on, and I wanted to just kind of point out more than anything else. So we're going to start doing that coming up in just a moment or so as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get on a Graybar Sports Open Line. We have you for about 25 more minutes. We take you till 8 o'clock this evening. Just a quick update from what's going on around the rest of the National League Central. The Brewers, they're done for the night. They lose to Cleveland by a 2-0 score. It's their second straight shutout defeat. In the month of May, they are 4-8, and they have scored no runs. They have been shut out in half of their 8 May losses. Things are not going well for the Milwaukee Brewers here at the moment. And from a Cardinals standpoint, just separating themselves out. The Brewers are now the fourth-place team in the division. They are now 4.5 games back of the first-place Cubs, and they are 3.5 games back of the second-place Cardinals. The Reds are the third-place team, 4 games back of the Cubs, 3 games back of the Cardinals, a half game up on the Brewers. The Reds playing, yeah, they got to be playing tonight. The Reds, they're matched up against the White Sox, a good chance they win that game, but they're just underway. Currently, no score. Cardinals will play a doubleheader coming up tomorrow against the Philadelphia Phillies after winning yesterday. So, you'll hear the whole conversation coming up a little bit after the 8 o'clock news with today's replay of the Gas House Gang. But Tuesdays are always fantastic. Tuesdays, not that it's never not must-listen-to radio on KMOX, but it's like exponentially must-listen radio on KMOX on Tuesdays at 12 noon, because that is the time where Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol comes on and talks with Tom Ackerman and Chris Ronji and Bernie Miklas, and they talk through a lot. And I have very much appreciated the candor and the honesty and the thoughtfulness of Oliver Marmol in these conversations. So what we do on Redbird Rush Hour on Tuesdays is we take a little bit of what was said, and Kevin and I give you our takes on it. And we did that today, but there's a little bit more that was said today that I wanted to go through as well. So I kind of geeked out on something, and I always enjoy listening to people talking about how they lead. And I can't tell you how often I have heard from Cardinals fans and listeners to this show and listeners to the Extra Inning Show, you know, one of those common lines you'll get is Oliver Marmol is not a leader of men. And I always kind of chuckle when I hear that, because, like, even if he's not, how do you know? Right? Like, that's I get frustrated when people who don't know things make assumptions about things. Look, I don't know a lot. I always make the comment that when the Cardinals are home and I'm at the ballpark, I get 50 minutes in the clubhouse each day. Well, that 50 minutes doesn't tell me much of anything. So, and that's access that other people don't get. So if I'm not getting anything out of the 50 minutes, or gain very little when it comes to Oliver Marmol's leadership and things like that, I just don't think that for a lot of other people, they are making these assumptions based off other things, which are probably not accurate. So all that being said, that's kind of the sidebar to this. I probably didn't need to go there. They talked a little bit today about, like, leadership and honesty and things like that. It started with a conversation about honesty. Tom Ackerman asked a really good question to Dusty Blake about him and the way he handles conversation with players and where honesty plays a role in that. And then Ollie took that one step forward in turning that into a conversation about leadership and how good leadership can actually lead to helping players to dream to be more. So really interesting. So let's start with the Dusty Blake part of this. I almost called him Dusty Baker. Wouldn't it be the first time he's been called that? Let's start with the Dusty Blake part of this. And this was him answering a question about being honest with his players as they try to maybe accomplish something.
Yeah, well, I think when you look at, like, learning velocity, which is what we all want, every pitch, every inning, every game is all valuable. The faster we can execute and demonstrate that, the better we're going to be in the future, the more prepared, the better game plan. And so a big part of that is you have to be able to be square in that conversation with players. And for some guys, there may be a real time limit, meaning like, okay, well, we're not going to make a big gain in this between post game tonight and when they show up tomorrow. So there is some savvy within that process. But yeah, I think it's real. It's hard to build a foundation on what you're doing, how you're creating your strategy, what your game plan is, what your process between innings is, between games is, between bullpens. All those things are important to be, in my opinion, built on the foundation of what's real, what's going on. It's not an opinion-based conversation. It's more like, this is the reality of what's happening, where we're at. What are we going to do about giving ourselves the best chance moving forward with that? And yeah, it's great when you get it both ways, because then you're saving yourself time and getting to the point that you're both going to be at your best.
So I appreciate that from him, and I've always thought that honesty is a really – you have a hard time trusting your leaders and following your leaders if you don't feel like your leaders are being honest with you, even if honesty is something that is not a comfortable thing, or even something that doesn't help – help is the wrong word – if it's something that is critical of something that you're doing, where you feel good about something that you're doing. Like we've all had, you don't just want to work for somebody or be led by somebody who's always going to, you know, try to blow you up and things like that. So I appreciate that from him. And he applied that to how that can help athletes become better, because it just sort of, it allows you to get rid of whatever mud might be in there that you need to work through, and it gets you right to the spot where you can start dealing with something directly. So after he said that, and this might be my favorite thing I heard today, Oliver Marmol spent some time talking about leadership, and specifically he spoke about being a leader that allows players to dream of being the best version of themselves.
Dusty does this extremely well. Our Brownie does this well. Our whole staff does. I was doing some reading this morning at a coffee shop, and I wrote this down. It was John Quincy Adams on leadership, and he says, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you're a leader. And when I think of the environment that Dusty and our staff have created for our players, like, he does a really good job of painting a picture of what's possible. When you ask about Palante, Leahy, Libby, painted a picture like, here's what's possible for you. That there's several things that go after the if you truly commit, if you kind of sacrifice some short-term success for long-term development, if you really like immerse yourself in what really needs to take place for you to get to where you want to get to. And then he does a really good job of going on that journey with the pitcher. And there's times where it sucks and it's not good, and there's ups and downs to it, but truly committing where the player feels like, man, you're coming alongside of me for this. That's something that I think has gone really, really well with a lot of our young pitchers and the way they're developing at the moment.
I love that so much. I do. And I think we can apply that to a lot more than baseball. If we all work in jobs where our leaders are showing us what it takes to get us to the next level, opening up that door where we feel like that next level is even possible, like that's amazing. That's what we strive for. If your career, if your job is something that really matters to you, even something that doesn't matter to you, but you're somebody who's somewhat driven, well, then you want to have somebody believing in you. And I thought that was really cool. So that really stuck out to me today. That when I heard it, it struck me in a big way of how that's one of their goals, that they are trying to lead in a way that help players become the best version of themselves. And bluntly, and this is here, I'm going to merge between like player development stuff and leadership stuff, but the Cardinals need to do everything that they can to help players become the best version of themselves. That's not something that they have been particularly good at in recent years. And I don't think it's so much connected to the leadership of the manager or anything. I think it's more connected to having the personnel that you need and having the infrastructure that you need and all that sort of stuff. But anytime they are talking about making guys the best version of themselves and making guys more than they currently are, that's an important thing, and that was good to hear today. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, two more things I want to get into. They kind of did a deep dive on using Ryan Helsley in one-inning situations in the ninth inning and why that's important that closers are used that way, and also what happens when there's disagreements among coaches and manager. We'll hear from that coming up in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Just a few minutes left here in the program. Wanted to play a couple more things for you from Oliver Marmol and Dusty Blake before we get out of here for the day. Again, you can hear it every Tuesday at 12 noon, replayed on, well, generally on Tuesday nights, there's a Cardinals game. So you can always go back and listen to the archive for today. Since we have no Cardinals, we'll have it for you, the entire thing coming up just after the 8 o'clock news. But found this interesting because there's always a lot made of, you know, as a manager, your voice is the most important voice when making decisions because the decisions fall on you. But you also want to have a staff around you that is willing to chime in on things. And Dusty Blake, sitting next to Oliver Marmol, was asked specifically about when they disagree on something or when they've got, you know, just what the process is like in terms of challenging Ollie on different things.
you know, we're going to be around each other for 9 months plus, including spring training. So you have to be able to be honest with each other. It can't be about trying to be right, which is what he's great at. It's about getting to the truth, getting to the foundation of whatever the topic is. I think we all recognize we've got our vantage point, but we all have blind spots because we can't see this thing full 360. And so that approach, I think, really helps us just get to the best maybe answer to a question, but not necessarily try to figure out, well, how can I be right today?
And for each of you, Dusty and Ollie, you know, talking to Libby last week made me think of this because he talked about the catchers and how they will talk to him in between his innings and discuss what's going on out there. In particular, Pozo was part of this conversation. But also Libby mentioned to me that now being in the rotation, he gets to spend even more time with Sonny. And how Sonny helped him right away and said, you need to be throwing a cutter. And do you like that too? That interaction, that play between those teammates really has been effective, it seems.
Yeah, I think as long as it's invested, and that's what Sonny is, that's what our rotation is when guys throw, come out and throw their side between starts. Like the whole rotation's out there. I think if you're shooting some one-off advice and you're not watching Libby throw his sides, you're not paying attention to his games, and you just that's one thing. I think what's great about what Sonny does, and really with any of these guys, is they're invested in each other. And so it's coming from a place of not just knee-jerk, this is what I do. It's coming from a place of I've watched you. I see how the ball's coming out of your hand. I see how hitters react to you. It feels like this may be something that's worth considering or worth looking at. And for the most part, when you talk through that, even if it doesn't always transpire in that direction, like you've at least checked that box and you have less, you know, maybe gray area or doubt in something that you may want to do more moving forward.
So the two things in there was just really about communication. And there's a lot of communication, and whether it's pitchers communicating to other pitchers or whether it's the coaching staff communicating with each other and just being honest and real and having an educated take on things, it's a really important thing to what's going on with this team. And it's easy to talk about these things when the team's on a 9-game winning streak. It's really easy. It's easy to make things look like everything is sunshine and roses. I get that. At some point, this team is not, they're not going to be winning as many games. You go through 162 games. It is a roller coaster. There are multiple ups. There are multiple downs over the course of the year. And really the way that you can be successful is you extend the up periods and you limit the down periods. And if you do that, at the end of the day, you're going to be in pretty good shape. You know, I thought, you know, Frank Cusimano was right when we had him on earlier. No matter what happens here, Sonny Gray isn't going to start being a bad pitcher. Is he going to be as effective? Maybe not. He might fall off a little bit, but he's not all of a sudden going to become a bad pitcher. Same thing with some other guys. There's some offensive players on this team that they're going to continue to do some version of what they're doing right now. And that's the reason to believe in this team as being a team that can continue to win games. They are not going to win. They've basically won 75% of their games over the last like 3 weeks or so. That is not something that is going to continue on. That is an impossible pace to keep up. But what that pace does is it puts you back in a spot where you're right there next to the Cubs. And not that the standings really matter at this point, but I've never really felt like this team is built to have to fight back from a deep deficit. And they were never in a deep deficit. They were 4 or 5 games back. Now, if all of a sudden that stretches out to 7, 8, 9 games back, then it's a little bit different. And there were times where they were closer to last place than first place. And I got reminded of that often. So they're in a perfectly good spot. They're playing good baseball. They're on a tough trip right now with Philadelphia and Kansas City being the final two spots that they've got to go play in. Now they've got a doubleheader coming up tomorrow. It's tough to sweep doubleheaders. Like playing two in Philadelphia probably doesn't help this team extend that winning streak, but we'll have to wait and see on what's going to end up happening tomorrow. Again, we're going to have a full day of baseball coming up tomorrow. It's going to be a day-night doubleheader. First game is going to start at 12:05. That means our coverage is set to begin at 11:10 tomorrow morning. There'll be a little bit of time, and then we'll get into coverage of game number two. Thanks so much for being tuned in, an impromptu edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. Have a wonderful rest of your night. Again, we'll hear from Oliver Marmol and Dusty Blake next on the Gas House Gang here on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.